Thank you. And we're listening to the great George Lewis. Finally have enough material here at Passport to Modern Jazz. And I'm producer Djamma Gagne to do my George Lewis show. If anybody came out of New Orleans, and there's a couple of great clarinetists, that's for sure, out of New Orleans, but today is George Lewis. And he is one of the greatest. So we just heard San Jacinto Blues with Kid Shots Madison on trumpet and Baby Dodds drums, Lawrence Morrell banjo, Jim Robinson trombone, Al Seed slow drag, Pavago on bass, and somewhere in here we'll get to some Bunk Johnson on trumpet. Before that we heard San Jacinto Blues. Before that, we heard Shake It and Break It, and one of my favorite versions by Dee Dee and Billy Pierce. Billy Pierce on piano, just singing her heart out. And Dee Dee Pierce on trumpet, and he's a leader, with Louie Nelson trombone, George Lewis clarinet, Papa John Joseph on bass, A.B. Chignon Foster on drums, and this is a great session out of New Orleans from 1962, produced by Mr. Shiardigan, and producer, recording engineer is Cosimo Matassa. Just excellent. Just love it. And before that, an instrumental version of Ice Cream, and again from George Lewis with Kid Shots. And it's interesting, we finally get to a trumpet player. Kid Shots Madison has an interesting background. He was, I have some notes, some very good notes here from Eugene Chadbourne, All Music Guide. He played in a band for orphan street urchins alongside none other than Louis Armstrong, and at that point wisely allowing Satchmo the brass duties while Louis Kid Shots Madison managed nicely on the first instrument mastered by any New Orleans player, the drums. Soon Madison would learn trumpet from historic yet shadowy figures of mastery such as Joe Howard and Louis Domain. Another of Madison's childhood associates had been Kid Raina. By the early 20s, the trumpet and cornet blowing Madison was working with Oscar Celestan, Papa Celestan, in the original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra. Madison was a fixture in several of the main brass bands in New Orleans during the 20s and the 30s. Recordings exist of him performing with such a group under the direction of Bunk Johnson in 45. He also worked with Young Tuxedo Brass Band and the Eureka Brass Band. His health would not last out the 40s, but the final half of the decade was certainly a busy one for this man, combining a regular evening musical drive at the Cadillac Club with a day job for the City Board of Health. A musician who was quite unique in almost total lack of musical influence from outside of New Orleans, Madison also performed the music of his last years on the edge of the city at a venue located on Vast Lake Pontchartrain. He stopped playing his horn following a stroke in 48. And this is great, being able to present Little Kid Shots on trumpet too. Right now, we're going to switch to George Lewis playing with Bunk Johnson, Little Tiger Rag. This is KRVS 88.7 or KRVS.org if you're streaming us. Thank you. Whoa, getting down on some George Lewis. We heard George Lewis's composition, Burgundy Street Blues, from Atlantic Jazz, New Orleans. And session members, Manuel Sales, banjo, Al Seed, slow drag, Papa Go on bass, and Joe Watkins, drums, from July 7th of 1962. Artigan, of course, Sushi Artigan, recording Cosmo Matassa is an engineer. Before that, we heard Clarinet Marmalade, and we, with George Lewis, with Kid Shots on trumpet, Baby Dodds on drums, Lawrence Morrell banjo, Jim Robinson trombone, again, a slow drag, Papa Go on bass, and somewhere in some of these cuts is Bunk Johnson. And before that, we heard from the Bunk Johnson what's quite interesting is both of these, in fact, the best Bunk Johnson and the best George Lewis, anybody from New Orleans, the best, I don't care who it is, even Louis Armstrong, if they got a record, is on American Music Records. You can find them at the Jazzology site online, and they are down on Decatur Street. American Music Records, the best. That's right. Let's see. Before that, yeah, so we were the Bunk Johnson. We heard Ballin' the Jack. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, that's so fine. And that's from Bunk Johnson, 1944. And I'm pretty sure that's another San Jacinto Hall. And we heard up at the top, third cut was San Jacinto Blues and San Jacinto Hall. San Jacinto Hall's no longer around. It's too bad. Let's see. And before that, again, from the George Lewis with Kid Shots, we heard the Main Street Drag. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm your host, Jean Magagne. And this is KRVS. Studios here on the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Yeah, that's indeed, yes indeed, public radio for Acadiana. And the best jazz we have to offer. It took me a long time to dish up proper George Lewis show, and I think I got a good show. That's right. Covering somebody who not mentioned all the time, really, is clarinetist, as except by me, if you're talking to me. So I love George Lewis. Let's just get back to the music.
Yeah! south to down.
And trying to cover a few trumpet players here. Want to thank you for listening to the show. Passport to Modern Jazz, Jean Magagne. I've been your host here. And we're on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. And Passport to Modern Jazz is produced here at KRVS Studios, the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of Public Radio for Acadiana. I'm Dejan Magagne. Thank you for listening to my George Lewis special.